Hey there, incredible soul, and welcome to Like You Mean It, a podcast created to guide entrepreneurs, creatives, and ambitious souls like you to intentionally create a fulfilling life you actually love through mindset mastery, courageous confidence, energetic embodiment, and aligned action. Get ready for deep conversations with fellow changemakers, as well as honest shares and absolute fire solo episodes to give you a thorough look and feel for what it takes to live like you mean it and purposefully craft your own fulfilling life. You'll get tangible actions so you can move forward instantly. You'll get real, raw, and inspiring stories with juicy insights you've never heard before. And you'll even get activation codes so you can empower yourself and share your incredible gifts, which, P.S., are actually already inside you. It's time to be intentional. It's time to live on purpose. And it's time to craft the life you actually want. Now, let's have some fun. Let's grow and let's live like we mean it. Oh my goodness. Hello, my friend. If you are new to the Like You Mean It podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have listened to the podcast before, thank you so much for coming back for another incredible episode. I'm so excited to have you here. And it's been a while since I've done a little special intro to my podcast episodes. And I just felt called to do it again for this short, sharp, and sweet episode that you're about to listen to. It's actually one that I recorded probably back in January, if not in early February. And luckily, I had a content bank happening. I had recorded a lot of episodes when I felt inspired earlier in the year. And thankfully, I have been able to release them over the weeks when life has gotten very, very crazy and very full. I'll definitely be sharing more about what's happening behind the scenes and what we are navigating through at the moment. However, I am just so grateful that I had these episodes recorded for you. And I was just listening back to this episode that I recorded as I was painting my nails. And I was like, wow, this is such an important message and such a great message for you to hear right now. And I have absolutely no doubt that anybody listening to this is going to get an aha moment or a moment of inspiration or a moment of feeling like they can back themselves and believe in themselves and move toward the things they desire, right? So if that's you, if you're someone who has ever compared yourself, you see someone doing something that you want to do, or the way, you know, they might be in the same industry as you, they might be in the industry that you want to get into, and they're doing something or having success doing things a certain way, and you're not doing it that way, or you might not have the certification that they have, or you might be different in any way, shape, or form, then this is going to be so relevant for you, especially if you've ever let that comparison sort of make you feel bad or make you feel like you're doing something wrong. If you have ever felt like you need to get more certifications, or you need to practice more, or you need to go learn more before you ever even take action, before you ever even help someone, before you ever even pivot or move toward the thing that you want in life, if you're that person who waits and waits and waits until you know more, until you are more confident, until you feel like you are an expert enough, quote unquote, to go out there and make a difference, then this is for you. Honestly, this episode is going to be relevant for everybody. I have no doubt. And it really comes down to belief and in being able to move regardless of what you're seeing out there and regardless of where you may feel that you can grow. A huge concept as well, a huge takeaway that I want you to have is in that essence of growth and of pivoting and having the openness to pivot. So I'm not going to give away too much because it is a short episode. However, I still wanted to give a bit of a preface to what you're about to listen to and also let you know that next week I am so excited. We have another incredible interview dropping on Monday next week. It's actually with the coach and mentor that I had for about 4 years. So from 2020, pretty much up until this year, she was my coach and mentor and good friend. And I'm so excited for you to listen to our incredible conversation. There's so much gold in her story. It really felt like afterwards, I was like, that was just such a powerful soul chat, as well as just pulling so much realness and so much guidance and so much inspiration and so much gold out of her truly, truly authentic story. We go through breakdowns. We go through multiple breakdowns, I should say. And it's real. It's very raw. We get straight into it and we get into the depth of it. And there's just so much, so much gold in that episode. So I'm really excited for that to drop next week. Be sure to be subscribed. Be sure to tune into that. And of course, I hope you enjoy this episode. I have no doubt that you will. Please let me know. Again, send those screenshots, send me those messages. I love hearing from you. And let me know what really drops for you, or if this made you feel better, or feel or see or think differently about yourself, where you're going, the action that you're taking, and of course, your self-belief. So without further ado, here is another incredible episode of Like You Mean It. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of Like You Mean It. I am your host, Noelia, and I am actually going to riff on something that just came through for me a few moments ago. So I actually had an entirely different episode planned, which I'm still going to record. I'm probably going to record right after this one. However, this message feels like it came through so strongly, this download, this jolt of energy, this thought came through so strong that I'm like, I have to jump on and riff on this. It is what I want to talk about right now. And I know that if it came through so strongly right now, it's for a massive purpose. And that is for me to share it with you, because what are the chances that I get a huge download just before I'm going to record a podcast? So I know that somebody who's listening to this is going to get value from this, or this is the exact message that you needed to hear today. And I'm so grateful to be the one delivering it. So this feels like, I feel as though this message is really going to strike a chord if you are someone who has struggled or does struggle with comparison, especially in the fields of, you know, entrepreneurship or creativity that brings in some kind of financial gain, or just even just creativity and passion projects and things like that. If you are someone that compares yourself to the success, the businesses, the people out there that you see are making X amount of money or doing things X way and having X success, then this is definitely going to land for you. So this came about because a few moments ago, I was putting my baby to sleep to go for a nap. And I had seen this post about someone celebrating $1 million in sales. And it hasn't even been like 23 days of the year. We're only 23 days in. And they already have $1 million in sales. And it was this big post, you know, sharing thoughts and perspectives and things like that. And it was very, there was a lot of feminine energy in it. And I think that is the strong suit of this person's teachings, although there's still action involved, of course. And there were a couple things in there that I was like, oh, that's so interesting. She doesn't teach on this, or she mentions that she's never done this. And those things are things that I do myself, or I might teach, or I might touch on, for example, or I have shared with clients before, and of course they've had success from it. However, it was just so interesting to see the perspective, right? And in that moment, it's almost like I had two different, like, it's almost like I saw two different timelines, right? Like, I saw a timeline of me, like, if I internalize this as, oh my gosh, I'm doing things wrong. Oh my gosh, that must be the way that I need to teach. That must be the way that I need to run my business. There's something wrong with me. I have such a long way to go. I should learn more before I go out there and teach more or share more or help people more. You know, this timeline was very much deep in the comparison hole and deep in the making this person correct and making myself incorrect. And then there's this timeline that I am on now that I chose now. And I swear to you, this was like an instant, you guys, an instant, these two paths. And it's almost like I had all the, I was so aware of the thoughts and the feelings of both. And this is the one I've chosen. And the download that had actually come through right then and there was, back what you know while what you know evolves. And I want to say that again, back what you know while what you know evolves. And back meaning support yourself. Yeah, like back yourself like you would back your favorite team, you know, support, cheer on, you know, throw your
belief behind is what I mean by back. Back what you know while what you know evolves. The same thing could be said, back what you believe while what you believe evolves. Back what you teach while what you teach evolves. And the essence of this, you guys, is insanely powerful because it's about supporting, backing, believing in yourself and what you know and what you have to offer and your skills and your gifts right now in this very moment, while also making way for growth, evolution, change, pivots, flexibility, etc. Because people out there might be teaching, they might be sharing. This could literally go down to if you have a product-based business, for example, or you like to make products or artwork or whatever, people might be doing it drastically different to you and having a lot of success. And you can easily get stuck in the, oh my gosh, I need to do it that way, or I don't have the resources they have, or I need to wait until I have something that looks more like what they're selling or what they have to offer. Or you can choose to see your gifts as valuable and to know that what you have now, what you know now, what you can create now is valuable. It can be of service. It is of service if you choose it to be. It can help someone. And I know for a fact that the things that I know, you know, the mindset shifts and the growth that I have undergone, the skill sets that I have gained, the gifts that are inside me and have always been inside me are insanely valuable to people right now. I know for a fact that I can positively impact my clients. I know for a fact that I can guide them to them creating a life that they desire and making moves and creating that momentum right now with shifts that I can guide them through. I know that for a fact. And at the same time, I'm opening myself up by doing what this phrase says, by backing yourself while what you know evolves. I'm making that space for evolution. I'm making that space for, you know what? Perhaps in the future, I'm going to be doing the complete opposite of what I'm teaching right now. I'm going to teach the complete opposite. I'm going to feel the complete opposite. I'm going to believe the complete opposite of what I'm doing right now, or something different, right? I might believe in or teach something different or from a completely different angle. And that still doesn't mean that what I'm doing now is wrong or what the future is wrong, like what is in the future or the way that I teach in the future is wrong. Same with you. If what you have now can help someone, if it has helped you, that means it can help someone else. If it is of value to you, it is of value to someone else, guaranteed. If it brings you joy, it can bring joy to someone else. So if what you have now can be of service, can, you know, bring you income, can get you moving, can help someone else get what they desire out of life, or help get someone else moving, or help get someone else inspired, or help get someone else into joy, into gratitude, into whatever, then you should, and I don't should often, I don't like shooting on you or shooting on me. However, for what purpose wouldn't you go out there right now and serve? For what purpose wouldn't you go out there right now and teach and back yourself with belief, with true belief in yourself and in what you know? For what purpose wouldn't you do that? Of course you would. Of course. And at the same time, can you allow yourself the exciting flexibility and possibility of learning more, of growing more, of evolving more, and of, yeah, perhaps potentially pivoting in the future or changing perspectives in the future? Can you allow yourself that? Because there's so much freedom, so much more excitement, so much more energy, like positive energy, so much more success codes, literal success codes in backing yourself now while what you know, what you do, what you teach evolves. And it's up to you to do both parts. And to be both parts. It's up to you to be that person now, be of service now, do the service, do the thing now. And it's up to you to grow and to evolve and to choose that for yourself. And I really wanted to get this message out there because I know comparison is something that I swear 99.9%, if not 100% of people have gone through at some point, but 99% of my clients have definitely gone through this. I have gone through this. My mentors have gone through this. Comparison is a huge thing, and you can allow it to take you off path and to you know, get stuck in your head and loop and doubt and take you out of action and wait and wait and wait until you know more, know more, research more, this. Or you can choose to be of service now and to help someone now while evolving yourself. So I really wanted to share that. I really hope that this resonated. I really hope that this landed for someone out there. Back yourself now. Back yourself now. Back yourself now. Believe in yourself now. Back your beliefs now and open yourself, keep yourself open, excitedly open to continuing to evolve and continuing to grow. And I'm telling you, one day you might have the multi-six figures that they have per month or the millions that they have per month. You might have that and you might actually be teaching the same exact way you're teaching now, which is still opposite or different to what they might be doing. And that's totally okay. Because there is no one right way to do things. There is no one ultimate truth. There's absolutely no one path to success or one version of success or one kind of success. So for what purpose wouldn't you go out there fully as you, give your gifts, do the thing, have fun, tap into joy, bring in the income, make the impact while evolving yourself? And I can hear the people starting to mow their lawns next door. So I feel like that's my cue to wrap this up. I hope this landed. Please let me know if it did. Send me a message. Send me a screenshot. Share this in your stories if you feel like someone needs to hear this. Because there's so much power in this. Back yourself, back what you know while what you know evolves. Back what you believe while what you believe evolves. Back what you teach while what you teach evolves. You can do both. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this served you, and I'll catch you next time. Yay! Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Like You Mean It. I am so grateful to have you here. If you loved this episode, I would love to hear from you. You can find us at Like You Mean It Pod on Instagram or at It's NOELIAT on Instagram. And I will pop these in the show notes for you as well. Send me a message. Let me know, what did you love? What was your biggest takeaway? What was your biggest aha moment? Or what are you excited to implement off the back of this episode? If you feel inspired and aligned, I would absolutely love for you to take a moment to hit those 5 stars and let me know what you love about Like You Mean It, the podcast. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have you tuning into more episodes of the podcast, sending you so much love, sending you so much light, and I can't wait for you to go out there and create a life you really love and live like you mean it.